Oh, Father dear, I've oft times hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The reason to me tell. Oh, son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till blight came o'er my crops and my sheep, and my cattle died. My rent and taxes were too high, I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, well do I remember, son, that bleak December day. The landlord and the sheriff came to drive us all away. He set my roof on fire with their cursed English spleen. And that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. Your mother too, God rest her soul, fell on the snowy ground. She fainted in her anguish, seeing the desolation round. She never rose, but passed away from life to eternal dream. And found a quiet grave, my boy, in dear old Skibbereen. And you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends, you bore your father's name. I wrapped you in a cot o' moor, at the dark of night unseen. I heaved a sigh and bade goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. It's well do I remember, son, the year of 48, when I arose with Ireland's boys to battle against the fate. I was hunted through the mountains like a traitor to the Queen. And that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, Father dear, the day might come in answer to your call. Each Irish man with feeling strong will rally one and all. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath the flag of green. And loud and high, we raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.